Federal court strikes down USCIS 39 country immigration freeze. Thousands of cases could move forward. The June 5th ruling could allow long-delayed green card, work permit, asylum, and citizenship applications to move forward, though an appeal remains possible. By Zomi Press Immigration Desk. June 6, 2026, a major immigration victory for thousands of families. A federal court has struck down the controversial USCIS adjudication pause that affected nationals from 39 designated countries, including Myanmar, Burma. The decision marks one of the most significant immigration rulings of 2026 and could impact thousands of pending applications for green cards, work permits, asylum, naturalization, and other immigration benefits. For many Zomi, Burmese, and other immigrant families whose cases have remained stalled for months, the ruling offers renewed hope that long-delayed applications may finally begin moving forward. However, important questions remain. Will USCIS immediately resume processing affected cases? Will the federal government appeal? Could the policy return through a court-ordered stay? Here is what applicants need to know. Background. What was the USCIS 39 country adjudication pause? Beginning in late 2025, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, implemented internal policies that effectively suspended adjudication of immigration benefits filed by nationals from designated countries. Initially affecting approximately 19 countries, the policy was later expanded to 39 countries. The pause impacted numerous immigration benefits, including adjustment of status, green cards, employment authorization documents, EADs, naturalization applications, asylum applications, family-based immigration benefits, employment-based immigration benefits, other USCIS petitions and applications. Many applicants had already completed biometrics appointments, interviews, and other required procedures, yet their cases remained frozen without final decisions. As a result, thousands of immigrants found themselves unable to obtain work authorization, permanent residency, citizenship, or other benefits despite complying with USCIS requirements. Immigration advocates, legal organizations, and affected applicants challenged the policy in federal court, arguing that USCIS lacked authority to impose an indefinite nationality-based freeze on immigration adjudications. The federal court's decision. On June 5, 2026, Chief Judge John J. McConnell Jr. issued a sweeping ruling against USCIS, vacating the adjudication pause policies. The court concluded that USCIS exceeded its statutory authority and failed to provide adequate legal justification for the freezes. According to the ruling, USCIS claimed authority it did not possess, failed to provide reasoned explanations for its actions, ignored the reliance interests of applicants, relied on generalized national security concerns without sufficient legal support, implemented policies that were arbitrary and capricious under federal administrative law. Most importantly, the court did not merely suspend the policies. It vacated them entirely. What does vacated mean? In federal administrative law, when a court vacates an agency policy, the policy is treated as invalid and set aside. In practical terms, USCIS can no longer rely on the vacated policies. Applications should not be delayed solely because an applicant is from one of the affected countries. USCIS must return to processing cases under existing immigration laws and regulations. Thousands of pending applications may become eligible for adjudication. This is broader relief than a temporary injunction because the court determined that the policies themselves were unlawful. Will USCIS immediately resume processing cases? In theory, yes. Once a federal court vacates an agency policy, the government is generally expected to comply unless it obtains a stay pending appeal. However, implementation may take time. USCIS may need to issue internal guidance to immigration officers, update adjudication procedures, remove system flags associated with the pause, reassign and review affected cases. Applicants should not expect immediate approvals, but the ruling creates a strong legal basis for USCIS to resume adjudicating affected applications. Travel restrictions and visa policies remain separate. It is important to understand that the ruling does not automatically eliminate travel bans, visa restrictions, or entry restrictions that may separately apply. The court specifically addressed the USCIS adjudication pause. Therefore, Existing immigration laws remain in effect. Existing visa and travel restrictions may continue to apply. Applicants must continue complying with all immigration requirements. The ruling concerns the processing of immigration benefits, not the broader framework of travel-related restrictions. Will the government appeal? An appeal is widely expected. The federal government frequently appeals adverse decisions involving major immigration policies, particularly when national security concerns are cited. Several factors suggest an appeal is likely. Nationwide impact. The decision affects a nationwide USCIS policy with potentially thousands of pending applications. National security arguments. The government previously defended the policy as a national security measure. Prior litigation history. The adjudication pause has already generated significant litigation and national attention among immigration attorneys and advocacy organizations. For these reasons, affected applicants should not assume the legal battle is over. How long does the government have to appeal? Under Federal Rule of Appellate Procedure 4, A, 1, B, when the United States or a federal agency is a party to a case, the government generally has 60 days from entry of judgment to file a notice of appeal. Assuming the judgment was entered on June 5, 2026, the government would generally have until approximately August 4, 2026. To file a notice of appeal, absent any tolling motions or procedural developments. While filing an appeal is relatively straightforward, convincing an appellate court to overturn the district court's decision is a much more significant challenge. Could the government seek a stay pending appeal? Yes, this may be the most important development to watch in the coming weeks. Even if the government appeals, the district court's ruling generally remains in effect unless a stay is granted. The government could seek a stay from the district court, requesting that the trial court suspend the ruling while the appeal proceeds. A stay from the Court of Appeals. If denied by the district court, the government may seek relief from the appellate court. Emergency relief. In certain circumstances, the government could request expedited emergency review. If a stay is granted, USCIS could potentially continue aspects of the challenged policies while the appeal is pending. If a stay is denied, USCIS would generally be required to comply with the district court's ruling during the appellate process. Possible outcomes going forward. Scenario 1. No stay granted. This is the most favorable outcome for affected applicants. USCIS would generally be required to continue adjudicating cases while the appeal proceeds. Scenario 2. Partial stay. The appellate court could allow portions of the ruling to take effect while pausing others. Scenario 3. Full stay. The appellate court could temporarily restore the challenged policies until the appeal is resolved. The outcome will depend on several factors, including likelihood of success on appeal, potential irreparable harm, public interest considerations, balance of equities between the parties. What should affected applicants do now? Monitor your USCIS case status. Watch for requests for evidence, RFEs, interview notices, approvals, or other updates. Maintain valid immigration status. Do not assume that the ruling automatically grants immigration benefits or changes existing immigration obligations. Preserve documentation. Keep records showing how the adjudication pause affected your application. Such documentation may become important if further litigation occurs. Consult an experienced immigration attorney. Every case is unique. Some applicants may benefit from litigation strategies, mandamus actions, or other remedies depending on their circumstances. Why this decision matters. This ruling is among the most consequential immigration developments of 2026. The court reaffirmed a fundamental principle of American administrative law. Federal agencies must operate within the authority granted by Congress and follow established legal procedures. The decision sends a clear message that USCIS cannot indefinitely suspend immigration adjudications based solely on nationality without explicit legal authorization. For thousands of immigrants whose applications have remained frozen for months, the ruling offers hope that long-delayed cases may finally move forward. At the same time, applicants should remain realistic. Appeals are common in major immigration cases, and further litigation may occur before the matter is finally resolved. Final thoughts. The federal court's decision vacating the USCIS adjudication pause affecting nationals of 39 countries represents a major victory for immigrants, immigration advocates, and the principle of due process. The ruling potentially opens the door for thousands of pending immigration applications to move forward after months of uncertainty. Nevertheless, the legal process may not be over. The federal government is expected to evaluate whether to appeal and generally has 60 days to file a notice of appeal. For Zomi, Burmese, and other affected immigrant families, the coming weeks will be critical. While challenges may remain, the court's decision provides renewed hope that fairness, lawful adjudication, and equal treatment under immigration law will prevail. Zomi Press will continue monitoring this developing story and provide updates as additional information becomes available. Disclaimer: this article is provided for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute legal advice. Individuals should consult a qualified immigration attorney regarding their specific circumstances. www.zomipress.com